سورة الواقعة وآياتها 96 مكية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا وقعت الواقعة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، الفاتح لما أغلق، والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Today, by the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our reading of the Holy Book, the Holy Quran, is going to take us to the 56th chapter of the Holy Quran. And the title of the chapter in Arabic is Suratul Waqi'a. Suratul Waqi'a. In English, chapter of the inevitable event. Inevitable event. An event that whether one like it or one doesn't like it, it must happen. So in this case, it is referring to the resurrection and then judgment. Resurrection was done in order to establish judgment. So the inevitable is the judgment. The resurrection is just an event that is bringing the down of the judgment. All must be resurrected before judgment will be done. Arrest must be made before prosecution will be done. So the resurrection is to bring you from anywhere you are to come and receive a judgment. And that is the name of the chapter. The chapter is a Makkiyatun. It was revealed in Mecca. It is one of the 93 chapters revealed in Mecca. And the chapter is having a total of 96 verses. 96 verses. The number of words the chapter is having. Note these distinct words are 379. Unique and distinct words are 271. The number of letters, that's the consonants, are 1,756. The revelation period is in Mecca, and the chapter is having three sections, just like the one we just read. Some of the benefits of the chapter, the most important benefit, which is very popular regarding the chapter, is it is a protection against poverty. Suratul Waqi'a, send away poverty from your house. There was a hadith, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established that reciting the chapter in the night, you are punctual in reciting it in the night, it will now send away poverty from that house. Poverty is an infection. When it enters a house, it doesn't easily go out of it. Poverty can stay for up to third generation, fourth generation. The grandparents are poor. The parents are poor. The children are poor. That's how poverty can go. Sometimes it can go even to the seventh generation. The great-grandfather is poor. The next grandfather poor. The next one poor. The next one poor. The father poor and the child poor. So this kind of poverty, Suratul Waqi'a used to remove it from the house. And the same thing with wealth. Wealth also used to stick to a house. It can go to three generations. Normally, if you become a millionaire, this will last maybe three generations. Your children will also be rich. Your grandchildren will be moderately rich. It's the fourth generation that they will learn how to go and look for wealth, because the wealth you look for has finished with them. So Waqi'a is removing poverty from a house and then bringing sustenance. Scholars say he who is punctual in reciting Surah Waqi'a, his house will never stay hungry. There must be something to eat in the house. So it is something that we have to teach our children to be reciting in our houses for our food security and for our world security in the house. Another benefit of it is wealth generation. The surah is known as the surah of wealth. He who want to be rich shall be very punctual in reciting this particular chapter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless him with richness. Dr. Yusuf Ali said, this is the seventh and the last chapter of the series devoted to revelation and hereafter. That is mean we have about six chapters before this one that are talking about revelation and hereafter. This happened to be the seventh and the last. It belongs to the early Meccan period. You remember the Meccan revealed chapters. We have the early period, the middle period, and the late period. The early period possibly from when the Prophet ﷺ is at 40 years. Maybe you go to the time when he may be around 46, 47 years. They were all early period. Then the theme of the chapter is certainty of the day of judgment. And then it's adjustment of true values. Allah's power, goodness and glory, and the truth of the revelation are all in the themes of this particular chapter. In summary, Doctor said, when the day of judgment comes, the world as we know it will be shaken to its foundation, and men shall be sorted out into three categories. Those nearest to Allah, that is Al-Muqarrabin, they will be in exalted bliss. The companions of the right hand are the one next to Muqarrabin, Ashabul Yameen. They will be in bliss. And then the companion of the left hand, and they will be in misery. Surely, the power and goodness of Allah, of which revelation is assigned, should lead men to accept the message and glorify him. The chapter, we started proper with verse 1, section 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza waqa'ati al-waqi'ah. If the inevitable event occur, inevitable, it cannot be changed. When we say an event is inevitable, it means it cannot be changed, it cannot be shifted forward, it cannot be brought backward. The only event that has a fixed, unchangeable time is judgment. When will the judgment be established? Right from the beginning of creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixed that date. It cannot be changed. And we call it ajali. That is the ajali of every creatures. Because the real situation creatures will find themselves will depend on the judgment. If the judgment establish that you are among the Muqarrabin, you will be in extra luxury. You will be in full happiness. If judgment establish, you are among the people of the right hand, Ashabul Yameen, you will be in happiness. Or you will suffer for a little time and then end up in happiness. If judgment establish, you are those from the left hand, that is the Ashabul Shimal, then you are going to be in misery and you are going to suffer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being that category. So the first verse say, if that inevitable hour, the horrible hour is established, what will happen?
Laysa liwaqatiha kaziba.
Laysa liwaqatiha kaziba. The day that was fixed to be the last hour, it will not be lie. That hour will come. The hour will not escape due to maybe changes or due to some circumstances. No. That is why it's the only hour, no excuse is accepted. When it comes, you are ready, it will be established. When it comes, you are not ready, it will still be established. When it comes, you are just born a baby,
It will be established.
When it comes, you are still in the womb, you are not yet born.
It will be established.
It will not accept anything, anywhere,
for its own establishment.
There is no change on the time fixed for this hour.
Hafidhatun rafi'a.
Hafidhatun rafi'a. On that day, you remember, men are going to be sorted into three. So, the sorting will raise some of the men. If you happen to be in the Mukarrabin, that day is when your grandeur will be seen. You will not be seen as those top men closest to God. And then the Ashabul Yamin follow them. So it is going to elevate those that are meant to be elevated. The establishment of this day of judgment will not be until Iza Rujja. It will be established when the earth is shaking. It will shake, it will quake. Even volcanic eruption will come out before it will be established. So all these earthquakes will happen, they are telling us the last hour is close. Tsunami we had is telling us last hour is coming close. The last hour will not be established until there are earthquakes. Earthquakes in many places. So the earth will be shaken. And then the final one will be the grand earthquake. The grand one will happen. And then what will happen at that time?
Wabusatil jibalu bassa.
When the greatest quake closes to establishing the hour commence, mountains will break, send down rocks, hills will break into pieces. Mountains and rocks will all break, and they keep on breaking until they become smaller pieces, until they become sand. That was the terrible nature of that day.
Fakanat haba'an mumbasa.
The mountains will keep on breaking because of the quake until smoke of dust will rise in the heaven. There will be dust. Remember, like when you put dynamite on mountain and you explode it, there will be smoke of dust. Will cover the sky. That is what will happen, as if those mountains, a dynamite was placed and ignited on them. So a cloud of dust will now go into the wind.
Wakuntum azwajan salasa.
Then on that day, you will be sorted into three groups. Who are the you? We human beings and the genie. We are the only two creatures that are given willpower. And we are going to be judged based on how we use our willpower. Did we use it to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We will be in one of the two groups, either the Mukarrabin or the Ashab al-Yamin. We use it wrongly, then we will now be among the Ashab al-Shimal. Kuntum azwajan salasa. On that day, you will find yourself in one of the three groups. Ashab al-Yamin, Ashab al-Shimal. Then on the top, al-Mukarrabin. Those closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ashabul Maymana.
The first group on that day of resurrection, is a group known as the Ashabul Maymana. Those on the right hand side of God. Meaning, their obedience has overruled their disobedience. Their worship has overtaken their disbelief. Or in other words, they have faith in their mind, however little it is. That is why Angel Gabriel tell Rasulullah that man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whosoever that professed that there is no God to worship except Allah will definitely enter paradise. So that is the Ashabul Yamin. The Ashabul Yamin themselves are two. There are those that from judgment, they will move straight to paradise. Then there are those among the Ashabul Yamin that from judgment, they will go to hellfire first. Spend some days, weeks, months, or years in the clock of that place, which is not our own clock. Then they will be brought out, be made to drink the kawsar, and then be taken to paradise. So these are the two classes of Ashabul Maymanati. The first class are those who allazina yajtanibuna al-kaba'ira min al-ismi illa lamam. They are those that shun away 70 major sins. 10 sins from each part of the body that used to commit sin. They only commit lesser sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, forgive them the lesser sin. Then the second group are those group that they divulge into the major sins. But they still have Islamic faith. They still have belief in one God. The only thing is they couldn't keep on to obeying him, but they believe in his existence. They believe in him as their God. So because of those sins that were not forgiven, and they found themselves in judgment, and the sin was not waved away, they will be asked first to go to hellfire. Stay in hellfire before they will finally be brought to paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was narrating one event, he smiled. He said, the last of my ummah that will be brought out of hellfire. When he came to the gate of paradise, the angel of paradise will ask him and say they couldn't locate which one is his paradise. Because all the paradise has been occupied, only one. It's very difficult to trace the one. So they will ask him to go and check the one that is empty. You keep on moving from one paradise, finding out it has been occupied. Go to this one, occupied. Go to this one, occupied. And he came back to them and said there was none. It was all occupied. Rasulullah was smiling when he was saying it. Smiling because of the way that person is worried. He's the last person to be removed from the hellfire. And then he will go the second time, look and couldn't see. And he still come back worried. He was afraid not to be taken back to hellfire. The third time he go, he will locate his paradise. He's the only one that remains. And then he is going to enter it. That's Ashabul Maymanah.
وأصحاب الشمال ما وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة
وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة. The second group is the people on the left hand side of God, and these are the evil ones that did not have the faith. They did not believe in one God. They associated partners to God. Maybe they say God is having a child, and he's having a God the Father, God the Child, the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Or they are saying Uzeru is God. Or even they are the Majus, just worshipping some deities, like worshipping of fire, or worshipping of some idols, and so on and so on. So this category of people are going to find themselves on the left-hand side. That is why, no matter how good they did, because they don't have faith, their work is void. Amilatun nasiba, taslanaran hamia. However good is their activity, because there is no faith in God, it will not work for them that day. They will be thrown into hellfire. He who enter hellfire because of missing faith, deficit in faith, he will never come out. But he who enter hellfire because of deficit in obedience to God, he can come out. He doesn't have deficiency in faith, but he has deficiency in obedience. He will be removed later on. But he who have deficiency in faith, even if he doesn't have deficiency in worship, he will remain in hellfire forever. And that is the Ashabul Mash'amati, the people of the left-hand side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevent us from being in this category. Okay, so we draw the question here, that is verse 7, inshallah. When we come, we start. Okay, sorry, verse 8. Verse 9, even. Yes. Inshallah, when we come, we go to verse 10.
Atiyama salatul bati. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. rabbil alamin arrahmani maliki yawmiddin iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta alaihim ghayril maghdubi alaihim waladdallin amin allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammad al-fatih lima ughliq wal khatim lima sabaqana sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi ila siratal mustaqim wa ala alihi hakka jazim ghayril ajim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.